Buenos días. Good morning. Selamat pagi. Xiao Sang Hao. Kelei Vanakkam. A very warm welcome to episode 7 of Sporticus Podcast. Courage, creativity, and humble. These are definitely the traits of a leader. Driven these three words to define today's special guest. We have none other than the captain for Singapore's national junior team of sports balls, or also known as Petong, Zachary Tan. Throughout his journey, he has been on a winning streak. He has obtained several trophies and medals in Petong. His first ever competition was in 2017, the first ABSC, Asian Championships Nation Cup, and Zachary achieved the third place for the nation. And in fact, even recently in 2020, also known as the pandemic year, a sad and disheartened year. But Zachary achieved to place himself second in the WPOC 2020 Standard Shooting Tournament. So, Singapore, give this young gentleman a big round of an applause, because even in such difficult times, he shined the nation's flag, making Singapore proud. And now, before we engage with Zachary, let's learn about Petong. Petong features fairly regularly on list of stereotypical French activities, and plenty of French people would have you believe that they invented the game. But the origins of Petong can be traced as far back as ancient Greece, when people played games which involved tossing coins and stones. Until the ancient Romans came up with the idea of adding a target, which in the French version of the game is called cochonnet, which I shall explain later. As for the name Petong, which is also used in English, also known as feet together, this refers to the player having both his legs together firmly on the ground while making a throw. Petong may be culturally associated with France, but the International Federation of Petong and Professional Game estimates that the sport, which has around 10 to 12 million players worldwide in 160 countries, is in fact most popular in Asia. So as mentioned previously, the main objective of the game is to throw small metal balls as close as possible to a wooden ball, known as the cochonnet, or in simple terms, a jack, from the player's fixed position in a circle. The sport is played by two teams, consisting of up to three players in each team. The game is played on either open space or marked terrain. The principles of Petong revolve around physics, strategy thinking, stamina, and focus, allowing anyone with these capabilities to play regardless of gender or age. Let's hear out what Zachary Tan has to share with us today. Good afternoon. So as I mentioned early on in today's podcast, I have none other than Zachary Tan. Now, for those of you that don't know who is Zachary Tan, he's basically our junior national captain for Singapore Bowls. How are you, Zachary?
I'm doing great.
That's good to hear, Zachary. So I hope you and your family have been staying safe and, the most important, keeping healthy.
Yeah, so far doing fine.
Great, good to hear that. So Zachary, how did you get into the sport?
So basically, my parents knew the coach of the sport and they were looking for more juniors to join the sport. So he told my parents to ask us to come down and try.
Oh wow, so you didn't know anything about this sport before, you just came for a trial and...
Nothing about it. I didn't even know how to spell.
Yeah. That's very, very funny actually. So you came here, you came for a trial, you picked up the ball, and instant love with the sport?
Yeah, it was very interesting, and I personally don't really like running much, so this sport suited me perfect.
Yes, this sport actually does not require much of running, but can you elaborate, what else does it require?
It requires a lot of mental strength and consistency, because the action is mainly the same throughout the whole game, but the game can last for a very long time, and you have to be able to stay consistent and have the same technique throughout the whole day.
Wow, great. So really strong mentality. So you must be exhausted after every training, but not maybe physically, but actually mentally, because you're analyzing each and every strategy in order to win all the points and win the game.
Yes, that is true. In Petong, it's mostly about tactics, and your physical strength doesn't really matter. It's just about getting to the end.
Great, getting to the end. That's wonderful. So Zachary, what does it mean for you to be a Petong athlete over these last 4 years and actually achieving to be the junior captain for Singapore?
I think it means being committed, coming down for every training that I can, and also trying to inspire other young players who want to represent Singapore.
That is wonderful, definitely. So Zachary, you know, 2020, a very unpredictable year. As you know, COVID is still going on, but of course the impact was really bad last year, especially in the sports industry. Were any of the Petong plans compromised last year?
Definitely. During the circuit breaker period, we couldn't even come down for training. But we managed to train from home, occasionally go out to the park to throw some balls. And during our training hours, we will have Zoom sessions to work more on the mental side of the game. And many competitions were cancelled. I think till now, we haven't competed for over a year.
Wow, but over a year, eh? That's a long time.
Yeah. But we are looking forward to maybe the World Championship or the SEA Games at the end of this year.
Oh wow, wonderful. So World Championship and SEA Games, that'll be something that Singapore will be looking forward to. Especially, we have to support these people. We have to support our own athletes, and we have to support the team and Singapore. So we will do all the best to watch out for you, Zachary. Another thing I want to ask you, Zachary, does Singapore consist of any Petang league? Like basically, is there a league? Or where do the people play? On schools, in associations, neighborhoods? Where do people actually get to know about this sport?
So before COVID happened, we used to have bi-monthly competitions with the different community clubs. And every year we would have an inter-school competition. But because the sport is not very big, most of the time it will be our players inviting two of their friends from their school, so they'll be newcomers and we'll get more people to know about the sport.
Okay, so it was basically a new challenge every time because it was newcomers, and again, as you said, you don't really require physical strength in this game. You need basically knowledge, strategy and mental strength, so it was all technique. So you could have had a lot of unexpected challenges during these games, right?
Yeah, definitely, especially when you know it's possible to do it, but because they are new and they don't really know how to do it, you have to teach them on the spot and still try to be in the competition mood.
Exactly. I mean, you can't be friendly. It's a game. At the end of the day, it's a game. Great. That's wonderful to know, Zachary. Now, before I enter in depth about more on this sport, I would like to know, actually, I would think so the users would like to hear about your most achievable and happy experience and your worst nightmare in this game.
So for the most achievable, actually two come to my mind. The first one has to be last year where we had an online competition. It was the World Petong Offline Cup, and our team generally we did very well, and I came in second in the standard shooting category.
Wow, second? Yeah. Wow, amongst how many teams or how many players?
I think there were about 20 players.
Wow.
And the other one has to be from the second ABSC Asian Championships. I think we didn't do well in the end, but there was this one game where we played against the Malaysia team who turned out to be the champions, and we actually beat them 13-0.
Wow, 13-0. That is no joke, eh? Wonderful, great. How many out of those 13, how many points did you score?
I can't remember. maybe about five.
Five? Wow, that's pretty good.
The worst experience probably has to be from the same competition, actually. So we were knocked out into the Nations Cup, which is basically the loser's pool. And we were drawn against Indonesia. Actually, we stood a chance against them, but we still lost in the end. And I was actually a substitute in that game. So when I came on, I really wanted to make an impact on the team, but it just didn't turn out the way I wanted it to.
Oh, I can imagine. I could feel your pain there. I could really feel your pain. You were going to be waiting to change the hopes, the special sub, and achieving that. Oh, well, don't be sad. I mean, yes, that is your worst experience and it's going to be haunt you, but, you know, right now in the future, you still are our junior captain, and I believe Singapore is looking forward in supporting you and seeing gold medals coming through your shoulders. That's what we are looking for, Zachary. So don't feel alone or sad. We are here with you. Great, Zachary. So let's talk about more in depth about your team. How is the relationship between your team and the ratio of female athletes? Are there many in this sport?
Okay, so I feel our relationship as a team, we are quite closely bonded, especially because we are a small team. We talk to each other quite a lot and spend time doing other sports. About our female athletes, we definitely have more male athletes, but we have been searching for more, and we have been working with many different associations and schools to try to bring in more female athletes.
Wow, wonderful. That's a great move. That's a great move. And I hope Sporticus SG will help to build awareness for this sport, and especially for you, to get more female athletes. Or not even that, just making more recognition to the sport, you know. At the end of the day, every sport needs their fans. And who else than Singapore to support you, you know? So great. Great to hear that. Zachary, we have come now to the end of our podcast. But before we go, a last question I would like to pop out there. Is Pitong recognized as an Olympic sport yet?
Currently it's not, but of course we are all hoping for it to be one. It was not included in the Paris Olympics, which was really a big hit because of course it's a French sport. I think the sport, we need to be more world renowned, have more fans from all over the world, including in Singapore, before we can really make any progress to make it into the Olympics.
I agree with you. I certainly agree with you. So let's do that, Singapore. Let's build awareness for Pitong and let's help our local team. Thank you, Zachary, for having Sporticus today with you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And we look forward to seeing you win more titles. Our junior captain here, Zachary Tan. A big shout out to Sports Bowls Singapore. The sport started its trajectory in Singapore in 1985 as a recreational activity for the senior citizens, which was promoted by the People's Association and the Singapore Sports Council. In 1989, the federation was formed with the name of Singapore Pitong Federation, which initially only consisted of senior citizens. But then after a challenging decade in 1999, the federation finally started to achieve the change of mindset in the public that Pitong is a sport for all ages, leading it to rebrand the name to Singapore Pitong and Sports Bowls Federation. But in today's day, it's known as Sports Bowls Singapore, and they consist of 18 affiliates with registered Pitong players. The numbers in the junior teams are increasing, and training is carried out frequently for players in order to prepare them for the SEA Games, World Championships, Asian Championships, and regional competitions. The organization also gives the opportunity to the talented players by sending them for overseas training and competitions. Once again, a big shout out to Sports Bowls Singapore. It is the main governing body for the sport concerning areas such as the management of Pitong activities, coaching, talent scouting, coordinating competitions worldwide and nationwide, cultural promotion of the sport to educational institutions, corporations and communities. The Federation is constantly working hard and pushing the sport to be recognized in the Olympics. But it takes two hands to get one clap. So let's do our part as a nation and let's start creating some awareness for Petong amongst the community, Singapore. And that's a wrap, mis amigos. Gracias for tuning in today. For further queries about Petong and where to play, reach out to Sports Pools Singapore on their website or on Facebook, or drop us an email at sporticussg@gmail.com and we shall do our best to answer you. Please do remember to like and share us on Facebook and Instagram, SporticusSG. In the meanwhile, stay safe and keep healthy, amigos.